John spent the morning catching up on his email and his mission reports in his office. At least he didn't have any meetings with anyone but military personnel, so the likelihood that he'd run into Rodney by accident was pretty low. "Colonel Shepard," Rodney's voice said from his radio, "I need you in the main puddle jumper bay." John's heart jumped to life in his chest.
"What, now?"
"Well, yes, if you can make it. I mean, it's not crucial, but Zelenka and I need to run some tests, and we could use your assistance." God, Rodney sounded like Rodney, and John was not getting hard just from hearing his voice over the radio. He really wasn't.
"All right, I'll be there in a few."
Rodney was waiting next to Jumper 3 when John got to the bay. His hair was kind of fluffy, and his chin was up, and John really wanted to touch him.
"Hi," Rodney said.
"Right. Work."
He was here to help Rodney, not to...
"What kind of tests do you need me to do?"
"We need to talk," Rodney said.
"Oh,
shit." He didn't need this, couldn't face it right now. Rodney looked determined, which really didn't bode well for this kind of conversation. At all. John took a deep breath.
"Look, Rodney, I'm working on it, okay? Thanks for what you did last night. It was really helpful, and I think I might be getting to the point where I won't need it again, okay? So you don't need to worry about it."
"Oh," Rodney said, but he was still frowning.
"I see." "Rodney, what is taking so long?"
Damn, that was Zelenka's voice from inside the jumper, and how had John forgotten that he was supposed to be here too?
Rodney looked even more annoyed. "I'm just explaining to Shepard what tests we need him to run."
Oh, sure he was. But Zelenka was still talking.
"I do not understand why you have involved Colonel Shepard. You have the gene. You could do it yourself."
Rodney rolled his eyes.
"He's a pilot. If anyone can run a thorough systems check, it's him."
"Fine, fine," Zelenka said. "Can we get on with it now?"
"Getting on," Rodney snapped, and waved John toward the jumper's hatch.
It was totally unfair that Rodney was appealing even when he was annoyed.
"Thanks for the make work, Rodney," John said.
"It's not make work," Rodney said. "You're the best man for the job." John made a face that Rodney probably didn't even notice and made his way into the jumper. The rear compartment was half obstructed by a complicated-looking device, which had long coils sticking out the sides, and a screen attached at the far end. The display was just numbers, scrolling by faster than John could read them.
"That's a hyperdrive?"
It looked more like an air conditioner on steroids.
"Seriously?"
"It was assembled from materials at hand," Rodney said. "It's not supposed to look pretty."
"Does it work?"
"That's what you're here to tell me, remember?"
"Right."
John made his way to the pilot's seat, and brought up the HUD while Rodney dropped into the seat next to him. "See if you can get the hyperdrive to respond to the jumper's controls," Rodney was saying, "and tell me whatever you can about how it interfaces with the jumper's navigation system." John was already on it, pulling up display after display as the jumper evaluated its shiny new drive. There were, okay, some red flags here and there, but from what he could tell, it was amazingly cool. Rodney had fed the hyperdrive controls into the HUD to give him easy access, and the interface was nicely logical and wouldn't interfere with the jumper's ordinary systems at all.
Sweet.
John ran some more systems checks. Okay, another flag or two. But damn, if it actually worked. It was one thing to know Rodney was a genius. It was quite another to experience that firsthand. And wow, if he sat here much longer, he was going to get a hard-on from a puddle jumper, and that was just wrong. John told the jumper to consolidate the error flags into a single display, and Rodney muttered a thanks and connected his laptop so he could download the readout. John climbed to his feet and stuck his hands in his pockets, just in case there was something obvious there.
"You need me for anything else?"
Rodney glanced up at him sharply, but then looked back down at his screen.
"No, thanks. I think we're good here. You just saved us a couple of hours of work."
"Glad I could help," John said. "See you later, McKay." And it was mercy to leave. It really was,
because if he stayed any longer, he might do something stupid. Something really, really stupid, with Zelenka right there in the back of the jumper.